The Israeli army says two rockets fired today from Gaza fell next to a Jewish seminary and a college in southern Israel, causing damage but no injuries. The attack came a day after mortar shells fired by Hamas killed an Israeli man in a communal farm near Gaza. Israel fired missiles at two Hamas police stations in retaliation and killed five Hamas members. Meanwhile, the main border crossing between the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip and Egypt opened today and will remain so for 3 days. The crossing at Rafah has been largely closed since early February, when Egypt resealed the border after Hamas gunmen blasted it open in defiance of an Israeli-led blockade. Thomas Garofolo is the Catholic Relief Services Director for Jerusalem, Palestine, and Gaza. He says that while there needs to be more international pressure to effect a long-term solution to closures that have crippled the economy and livelihoods, the opening of the border is a positive first step.
It's still a positive thing in the sense that a lot of people who had business or education or health care to try and access in Egypt are able to go. But in terms of the commercial change, probably won't have much of an impact at all on prices there. Still, it's a positive thing at the moment. It's only going to last for a few days, and it really still points to the fact that there needs to be some kind of sustained solution. But it's a good sign that Egypt has been open to this. I think that what it really makes apparent is that the wider Palestinian Authority hasn't had any role in this. I mean, Hamas is a political party, of course, and through things like this, it really kind of consolidates its authority, I think, over Gaza. What really needs to happen is bring the Palestinian Authority into this, to talk to Egypt, to talk to Israel, work out a way where they can actually, in some functional way, deal with Hamas. And I think that that is also within reach, but it needs a lot more support from the international community, from Israel, and from the United States.